ultraviolet germicidal irradiation for COVID protection. The Tennessee Valley Authority offers money to help schools and organizations introduce UV lighting. To limit the spread of COVID-19, the utility will help with the spending plan of $500,000 for the establishments. This fall, as schools get ready to continue classes and a higher amount of the economy revives even as the COVID-19 pandemic increases, America's most prominent public utility is backing a 100-year-old innovation that could destroy the virus and microorganisms out of the air, an airborne virus like COVID-19. The Tennessee Valley Authority is offering financial assistance for nursing homes, schools, cafes, and different structures with open spots to introduce ultraviolet germicidal illumination lights in air pipes to limit the contagion of airborne microorganisms like COVID-19. The TVA developed a program to increase awareness regarding UVGI lights to help combat influenza and several other airborne diseases in the following year in a healthcare facility. They decided a month ago to quickly implement a rollout to aid in the fight against COVID. TVA installed UVGI lights in metal air ducts to help with air disinfection without exposing harmful UV disinfection to humans. UV lights kill viruses, bacteria, and other microorganisms in the air. History of UVC in combating viruses. UV light has been tested to combat germs and viruses for over 100 years. Back in, a disease spread through schools around Philadelphia named measles. UV visible light fixtures were presented at the Germantown Friends School, and around 15% of students who had not contracted before got sick. While in the upper grade, study corridors in a comparative city where UV light fixtures, most of the weak students contracted the disease. With the long history of achievement in eliminating airborne microorganisms, the cost of presenting UVGI lights in an HVAC system will most likely be an obstacle to feature in the market. Installing commercial fixtures for a store like Walmart can cost approximately $100,000. Snyder mentioned installing UVGI lighting in air pipes in schools may have an estimated cost of $50,000 or even more. Energy right incentives. Tennessee Valley Authority is now giving incentives to help pay for the foundation of UVGI lights in the metal air channels to warming and cooling structures to help eliminate the airborne disease. Moreover, TVA also offers standard incentives, which are $30 per ton for pipe-mounted UVGI structures, which will pay for around 25% of the installation. The program requires certified and professional installers to place the specialized UV lights in its preferred and chosen contractor network. It already has approximately 80 contractors across the Tennessee Valley and is well prepared to do the UVGI installations. The dealers of UVGI lights show that around 96% of the microorganisms are killed in the first pass through the air duct, and over 99% are killed as the system continues to operate. In a standard business condition, the HVAC system has around 6 air circulation in an hour. I think this sterilization of airstreams can be especially useful in any indoor open spot where you have a dense population of individuals, definitely. With the high-intensity UV disinfection introduction, we can modify the DNA of the virus, including COVID-19, to eliminate. John Comer, owner, Computer Environment. What is ultraviolet germicidal irradiation? Ultraviolet germicidal irradiation, UVGI, is a disinfection method that uses short-wavelength ultraviolet light to kill or inactivate microorganisms. UV light in the UVC wavelengths range from 200 to 280 nanometers is most effective at killing many human airborne pathogens, mold, fungi, and bacteria. The UVGI industry is regulated by the IUVA, International Ultraviolet Association, and a variety of products are available that use this technology. UltVGI, or UVC, is a type of disinfection that uses short-wavelength ultraviolet light to kill or inactivate microorganisms such as viruses, bacteria, and mold. It differs from other types of ultraviolet radiation because it poses less risk to human health. Additionally, fixtures are installed, preventing viruses to spread further. Finally, the upper room UV disinfection zone helps to ensure that the entire area is adequately disinfected. How does ultraviolet germicidal irradiation work? UVGI is the process of using light to kill germs. The UV radiation kills bacteria by disrupting their cell membranes and stopping them from reproducing. UVGI is a disinfection method that uses short-wavelength ultraviolet light to kill or inactivate microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and mold. The UV light can penetrate the structure of the virus, and once absorbed by the DNA, it disrupts replication. The distance between the UV light and the target is essential. If it is too far away, less of the light will be able to reach the target. The duration of exposure is also essential. Longer is better, but a shorter duration will be more effective at a higher intensity. UVGI is a disinfection method that uses short-wavelength ultraviolet light to kill or inactivate microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and mold. The UVGI wavelength spectrum is generally divided into three ranges: UVC, 200 to 280 nanometers, UVB, 280 to 315 nanometers, and UVA, 315 to 400 nanometers. However, only UVC is effective in destroying SARS-CoV-2. In addition, air temperature and humidity can interfere with the effectiveness of UV radiation, and surfaces that are susceptible to UV lamp can quickly become contaminated with SARS-CoV-2. How is ultraviolet germicidal irradiation being used to combat COVID-19? UVGI stands for ultraviolet germicidal irradiation. It is a technology that has been used for over 70 years to eliminate airborne pathogens. Recently, there has been an increase in the usage of UVGI to combat COVID-19. The CDC and NIOSH have released guidance on using UVGI based on science and practice-based evidence. They recommend using upper room UVGI systems to control tuberculosis, TB. However, it should be noted that at this time, there is no specific evidence that shows that UVGI can kill the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has identified ultraviolet germicidal irradiation, UVGI, as a ventilation intervention that can help reduce the concentration of SARS-CoV-2 virus particles in the air. In other words, using UVC air disinfection may improve indoor air quality, IAQ. Please read on if you're interested in learning more about UVC air disinfection. How is ultraviolet germicidal irradiation being used in other countries? Ultraviolet germicidal irradiation is used to disinfect large objects in other countries, such as planes and ships. The COVID pandemic has increased interest in using UVGI system to kill the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, recommend using UVGI as a ventilation intervention to reduce the concentration of SARS-CoV-2 virus particles in the air. Upper room UVGI systems have been shown to improve IAQ. However, current guidance from CDC and National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health is based on science and practice-based evidence to control tuberculosis, TB. Ultraviolet germicidal irradiation, UVGI, is a technology that uses short-wavelength ultraviolet light to kill microorganisms such as bacteria, viruses, and mold. It has been used for more than 70 years in the form of upper room UVGI systems. These systems are installed in the ceilings or walls of rooms and use fluorescent lamps to generate UV radiation.